Bengaluru, parts of India's Silicon Valley flooded after heavy rains, date modified colon 2025-05-20T10:25:25.681Z, description colon 3 people have been killed in Bengaluru after the city received heavy rainfall from Sunday night, India's Silicon Valley flooded after heavy rains, one day ago, save, Merrill Sebastian BBC News, Kochi, save, Getty Images, several parts of the city have received over 100 millimeters of rain which authorities say is rare, parts of the southern Indian city of Bengaluru, often called India's Silicon Valley are underwater after heavy rainfall. The city is on high alert for more pre-monsoon showers on Tuesday due to cyclonic formations over the Andaman Sea, according to authorities. Three people, including a 12-year-old boy, were killed in rain-related incidents on Monday. Bengaluru is home to major global technology companies, many of whom have asked their employees to work from home due to flooded roads, Getty Images. Large parts of the city have been flooded by heavy rain that began on Sunday. Many parts of the city received 100 millimeters, 4 in, of rain on Monday, a record since 2011. This is rare for Bengaluru, C.S. Patel, a director at the Regional Weather Department, told news agencies. Apart from severe waterlogging and traffic disrupting daily life, heavy rainfall has also caused property damage. In one of the city's major IT corridors, the compound wall of a software firm, IZ, collapsed on Monday morning, killing a 35-year-old female employee. Videos also showed commuters wading through knee-deep water, with several cars parked on waterlogged streets. Water has also entered houses in some parts of the city. Authorities say the city corporation has identified 210 flood-prone areas where they were working round the clock to rectify the situation. There is no need for the people of Bengaluru to be worried, D.K. Shivakumar, Deputy Chief Minister of Karnataka State, told reporters on Monday. But officials are facing criticism on social media, with many complaining about the city's crumbling infrastructure and deluged roads. No other city invokes a sense of fear and helplessness for commuting during rains as Bangalore does, a user wrote on X. Anuity, who has lived in the city for 8 years, told the BBC that the city's infrastructure becomes especially fragile in the monsoons. Ironically, it's the newly developed areas, those built to house the booming tech sector, that face the worst flooding, she said. Itty, who works in public policy, says a lack of coherent urban planning that respects environmental limits, as well as a lack of government accountability, has left Bengaluru residents to deal with the consequences. Jagadish NV/EPAEFE/Shutterstock, the city is on high alert for more rain on Tuesday, Getty Images. People are wading through knee-deep water in the city, Karnataka, of which Bengaluru is the capital, is currently run by the Congress Party. The Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, which sits in the opposition in the state, has accused the local government of failing to tackle rain-related issues in the city and the state, despite spending millions of rupees on its infrastructure. The BJP has demanded the immediate release of 10 billion rupees, $117 million, £87.5 million, for relief operations. The state government has, however, defended itself, saying these were long-standing issues. The issues we face today are not new. They have been ignored for years, across governments and administrations, Shivakumar said. Floods have been a recurring phenomenon in Bengaluru in recent years. Experts partly blame rapid construction over the city's lakes and wetlands and poor urban planning for the crisis. Ananda Rao, president of the Association for Information Technology, AIT, which represents over 450 software companies, told the BBC that such frequent flooding has caused discomfort and inconvenience for businesses. Bengaluru contributes significantly in taxes, both at an individual level and property tax. There is no return on this investment, he said, calling on the state government to work on long-term solutions to improve the city's infrastructure. Floods Bangalore, India.